VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman on Tuesday and twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. They spoke about the missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. However, following their meeting in Saudi Arabia, there was no immediate information on the fate of Khashoggi. The U.S. State Department said Pompeo made it clear to the Saudis that learning what happened to Jamal Khashoggi is the primary reason President Trump sent him to Saudi Arabia. As the investigation continues into Khashoggi's disappearance, the debate over consequences continues as well. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox and Friends that he's all for sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us.
Now a Middle East expert, John Alterman, the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
People will treat Saudi Arabia differently, and I think, frankly, Saudis will treat the United States differently. Exactly where on that spectrum between normal and North Korea we will end up, I think, is going to depend in part on exactly what the Saudis come out with the next day or two.
The United States imposed sanctions Tuesday on a network of businesses that officials believe support an Iranian paramilitary force that allegedly trains and deploys child soldiers. Those children then fight with Iran's powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the network is composed of at least 20 businesses and creates shell companies to hide its ownership and control of multi-billion dollar entities, he says, that are deeply entrenched in Iran's economy. This is VOA News. Iran is urging neighboring Pakistan to cooperate in securing freedom for 14 Iranian border guards, including intelligence officers, after militants kidnapped them Tuesday in a pre-dawn raid along the border in Iran's southeastern Sistan-Baluchistan province. The Nigerian government says a second female and worker kidnapped earlier this year by an extremist Islamic group has been murdered. The women were kidnapped by militants with the Islamic State West Africa Province, a breakaway faction of the Islamic State-affiliated group Boko Haram. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a mass expulsion of an estimated 200,000 Congolese from Angola into Congo's unstable Kasai Central Province could start a humanitarian crisis. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Over the past 2 weeks, Angola has expelled the Congolese migrants who were working as informal miners in the northeastern part of the country. Angolan authorities say they want to shut down this illegal activity. But UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash says the sudden arrival of such a huge number of people has created a chaotic situation in Kasai, which is unprepared to handle them. The UNHCR notes that mass expulsions are contrary to obligations under the African Charter.
The United States is launching a campaign to challenge Cuba's jailing of political prisoners. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The United States plans to formally launch a campaign at the United Nations today called Jailed for What? That takes aim at Cuba's jailing of political prisoners. The U.S. wants the Cuban regime held responsible for human rights violations. In a statement, the U.S. calls Cuba's jailing of 130 political prisoners a blatant affront to fundamental democratic freedoms. Cuba's ambassador to the U.N. counters by saying the U.S. has itself violated human rights, especially in the use of torture, detention and arbitrary deprivation of liberty at its Guantanamo military base.
Federal and state health officials in the United States say they are baffled by a mysterious and rare illness that seems to target children, causing paralysis. As of Tuesday, 62 cases of what doctors are calling acute flaccid myelitis have been confirmed in 22 states. 65 suspected cases are being investigated. More than 90% of the confirmed cases are in children 18 years and younger. The average patient's age is 4. Victims generally suffer from muscle weakness and some paralysis of the face, neck, back, arms, and legs. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.